The 30th day of the blessed month of Beremhat, the commemoration of the Archangel Gabriel, the announcer. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Gabriel, for he was worthy to announce the birth of God's only begotten Son to the Virgin Saint Mary. He also foretold Daniel the prophet about the return of the people of Israel from exile, and about the advent of the Lord Christ for the salvation of the world and to bring an end to animal sacrifices. He also prophesied about what would happen in the last days, and he also announced Zacharias the priest about the birth of the forerunner John the Baptist. For what God has done for us through Gabriel, it is meet for us to honor and venerate him, and to ask for his intercession at all times. May his holy intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, the Church commemorates Samson, one of the judges of Israel. Samson's mother had long wished for a child, and God sent an angel to tell her that she would soon conceive. The angel told her that she must be careful about what she ate and to not drink any wine during the time of her pregnancy. Also, that once the child was born, his hair must never be cut. This was because the child would be a Nazarite, which is a person dedicated unto God from the womb and would someday deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines. And so it came to pass that Samson was born, and the Spirit of God filled him. His physical strength was great. He once killed an attacking lion with his bare hands. Another time, due to a dispute over a riddle, he killed 30 Philistine men and burned their fields. This event triggered the townspeople to kill Samson's Philistine wife and her father. For that, he killed many others and then left town, returning to an area near his home. The Philistines came looking for Samson. The Israelites were afraid of what the Philistines would do to all of the people in their search for Samson. So they themselves took Samson and bound him with ropes and turned him over to the Philistine men. Through the intervention of God, the ropes on Samson's wrist came undone, and Samson grabbed the jawbone of a donkey as a weapon and killed 1,000 men. Samson went to the city of Gaza, and there he met Delilah, a Philistine woman whom he married. The rulers of the Philistines went to Delilah and offered her a tremendous amount of money to find out the secret of Samson's great strength. Delilah pleaded with her husband to tell her his secret, and finally he told her he was a Nazarite, devoted to God, and that he must never cut his hair. Delilah arranged with the Philistines to come at a certain time, and she lulled Samson to fall asleep on her knees, and signaled for one of the waiting men to come and shave off 7 locks of hair from Samson's head. And the Lord left Samson. Samson awoke to find himself weak. The Philistine men grabbed him and took him to their city. And there they blinded Samson and threw him into prison. He ground grain at the prison mill, and soon his hair began to grow out again, and his strength began to return. The Philistines were about to celebrate a great pagan holiday and decided to bring Samson to the pagan temple to mock him as the once great strong man. The temple was full of people, thousands of Philistines, and they placed Samson between 2 main columns that supported the temple. Samson leaned hard against the columns, pushing with all his newly returned strength. He then prayed to God for help, saying, "Let me die with the Philistines." And the columns fell over, causing the roof of the temple to collapse, killing Samson and over 3,000 Philistines. Thus, he killed more with his death than he had killed in his life. The story of Samson is found in the Old Testament book of Judges, starting from chapter 13. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the relocation of the relic of St. James the Persian from the city of Gaza to the land of Egypt. A church was built after his name in Old Cairo, where his body was laid. The account of his martyrdom is mentioned under the 27th day of the month of Hathor. May the prayers of St. James the Persian be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.